We are returning to Acts 25, verses 8 through 12. Let's pick up at verse 11 again. Paul has been given a choice. He can either be tried where he is once again, or he can be sent to Jerusalem. Paul knows being sent to Jerusalem is a death sentence because there's no way that he will get a fair trial there. Porcius Festus is just too bent on appeasing the Jewish Sanhedrin. So at the end of verse 11, here's what Paul says to Porcius Festus. No one has the right to hand me over to the Jews. I appeal to Caesar. Paul has just invoked an official legal appeal that was only available to Roman citizens. As John Stott notes, quote, "This was not the appellatio of a later period, which was an appeal to a higher court against a sentence passed by a lower one, but rather the Roman citizen's ancient right of provocatio, which protected him from summary punishment, execution or torture without trial, from private or public arrest, and from actual trial by magistrates outside of Italy." Now, historians note that this right of appeal stemmed from one of the most ancient rights of Roman citizenship, which actually can be traced back to the foundation of the Republic in 509 BC. It was usually exercised by appealing against a magistrate's verdict, but it might be executed at an earlier stage of proceedings, claiming that the investigation be carried out in Rome and judgment passed by the emperor himself. Caesar Augustus made this a facet of his own administration. Years later, the Emperor Justin, who was highly interested in Roman law, made this appeal a codified law. He was responsible for safeguarding Roman citizens only against degrading forms of coercion or punishment, but also against being sentenced after an appeal had been voiced or prevented from going to Rome to have an appeal heard there within a reasonable time. Some scholars question why Paul did not make this appeal while Felix was still in office. He certainly could have, especially since the governor knew there was no evidence against him and simply postponed the formal acquittal and discharge. Paul probably hoped that Felix would eventually release him, but the governor's recall and replacement by a younger, inexperienced procurator may have provided the impetus for Paul's decision to appeal to Caesar. Up to that point, it was possible the charges would be dropped and Paul would be set free. Some have questioned if Paul had lost confidence in Roman justice. This is doubtful since he had come out on top in some prior situations, notably at Gallio's tribunal at Corinth. But Judean Roman justice might not be so straightforward. Roman politics and Jewish local influences might tip the scales of justice against him. On the other hand, Paul probably had no such fears about gaining justice in Rome. His case would not be tainted by local Judean politics nor the influence of the Jews. At Rome, the Jewish religion and inevitable politics had very little impact upon Caesar. Given all these factors, Paul utters the dramatic statement, "I appeal to Caesar," and in one fell swoop, as one commentary put it, to free himself of the legal merry-go-round, he appealed to Caesar. The Sanhedrin is no longer his problem. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.